We're on Mem Teshem Aleph, the bottom of the daf. Omar Abaye. Hakol Modim B'Boal Hanida V'Al HaSota She'en HaVlad Mamza. Everybody agrees that even though Nida is Chayiv Koresh, but if a person has a child from his wife who's a Nida, or any woman who's a Nida, and she's not ushered to him any other way, that there's no Mamzeris. We'll see one second why. And a Sota. A person's wife, he was Makana her, and she was Miyachid, and she has to go through the process of Sota, and until she goes through the process, so she's usher to her husband. So even though it's a Lav, even Rabbi Akiva, and still, even Rabbi Akiva agrees, even the Sheet in Rabbi Akiva, that you don't need Lav de She'er, you don't need a Lav that has something to do with a relationship. Here is no union of relationship. She's also to him because she maybe was Mazana, not because she's somebody's relative. Right? So even Rabbi Akiva agrees, even according to that, Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, right, that you don't need, what's it called, Rabbi Akiva, not the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva the Gemara that we brought down, right, two different shitas in Rabbi Akiva, you don't need Lav de She'er, still, it's not a mamza. Nida, the Hatafsi Bokidush. The reason by Nida is because Chayvi Krisis makes a mamza because there's no Kedushin. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Chayvi Lavin make a mamza because there's no Kedushin there either, according to Rabbi Akiva. But Nida, Kedushin is Tofes. If a woman becomes a Nida, she doesn't need to be married again. Her Kedushin is not Batu. Right? And not only that, you can even marry a Nida. You can create a Kedushin by a Nida. Even when she's a Nida, Kedushin are Chal. So therefore, since you can effect a marriage, so then there's no Mamzer. Mamzer only when there's no Kedushin. Sota Nami, Dohatapsi Bokedushin. Same thing with Sota. If a woman becomes a Sota, she remains married to her husband. And you can marry a Sota. You could, what's it called? She remains Mutter to her husband. That's the Iker over here. Obviously, if somebody else lives with her, right, or she remains usher to the husband, even if he's megarisher, right, he can't ever marry her. But if he marries her again, she's married. Okay. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a brisa that says, I call Molvin Babol Anida Ve'asota, and the brisa adds one more, Val Shomeris Yovam. Right, a woman is Omedes Liyibum, and somebody, Minashuk, marries her. It's a lav. Lo yisia eishas hameis achutza. She's not allowed to get married to anybody else until either she has yibum or chalitza. But it's only a lav. Okay, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Akiva, that there's no mamzer. V'abaya shomeris yovam misapkalei ikarav ikashmuel. See, Rashi explains who's Rav and Shmuel. And Abaya is misupik by shomeris yovam, whether kedushin is toe-faced by her or not. And Mamela, if it's not, then according to Rabbi Akiva, at least, should be the child be a mamzer. It's only a lav. And according to what's it called, the Mandiomro holds, the Kedushin is tofes. If the Kedushin is affected, just as Osir, then the child would not be a mamzer. See Rashi. Habol Anida, Apagav de Koi, the Koresh, ain't Havlad Mamzer. Even though living with Anida is Chayiv Koresh, the child's not a mamzer. The Habol Asota, Eishes ish zimsa, the kaimalon dasur lebayla the perakama, mani mekayim asher hu tamor the rabbo sota shenistera. A woman who became a sota has to go through the process. So the maisa she's also to her husband unless she goes through the process properly. The afogav the chayve lavim he, even though it's chayve lavim, mo the bar Rabbi Akiva the polig adarabonim masnisen the mausi grusha so the komer the havlad mamzer. Afogav the lav chayve lavim de she'erhu. Hachamodi de ein vlad mamzer. Choshkein leidach Rabbi Akiva bar pluksa de shimon atemoni lo havi mamzer mishum de sota lo mechayvi lavin de sheri. According to Ban Yomar, says Rabbi Akiva only creates a mamzer from chayvi lavin de sheir. Is no chiddush over here. The main chiddush is nida. But even according to the shitas in Rabbi Akiva, that you don't need chayvi lavin de sheir. Not like our Mishnah. Right, but any chayvi lavin or any chayvi esse, still a sota, even though it's chayvei lavim, there's no mamza. Why? The hatofsi b'kedusha. Leisha. The afa la'achar shezin solo poku mino kedusha or ishon. Even after she's mezana, she's still married. And if she got divorced, he could marry her again, even though it's also. Nida d'chsiva tehi nidos olav, tehi loshen havaya d'kedushin olav. It's possible to marry a woman who's a nida. Shomeres yovam le'echod min hashuk below chalitza. If she got married without chalitza to somebody who's not one of the brothers, so it's a lav, right? Still, she'ein havlad mamzer, v'afil rabbi akiva de poliga de rabban masnisen. The time mishum de kedushin tov simba. Even according to the Rabbi Akiva, who argues on the Rabbanan, right, not in our Mishnah, that even chayve lavim that are not she'er, as also a mamzer, this is an exception. The time of mishum de kedushin tov simba. Because a ma'isa, you could affect kedushin with a yavam alashuk. The kedushin is a kedushin. She needs a get. It's just awesome, but you need a get. Medafki rachmana lalav dida b'loshen havoy. How do I know the kedushin is tofesh? Because the Torah says lo siya eishes hameis bas havoyehi. Mashma, you're not allowed to marry her, but you could marry her. In other words, it's possible to create a kedushin, just not allowed to do it. That's how this man the Omer learns the pasuk. V'hochi komer lo siya eishes hameis lo tiskadish eishes hameis mekedushin liizor al mekedushin tafsipa. V'abaya masapkilei hai lo siya liizor ikarav. The Omer of Perakah Isha Rabba, Menayin She'en Kedushin Tovsin B'Yavama, Dechsiv Lo Siya Isha Sameis L'Izor, Lo Siya Bo Havoya L'Izor, V'Havlad Mamzer. Rav learns the Pasuk differently. He learns Lo Siya means you can't affect the Kedushin. Not you're not allowed. You can't. Not don't affect the Kedushin because it's Aser. That means you could affect the Kedushin. But Rav learns Lo Siya means you can't affect the Kedushin. So according to Rav, there is no kedushin by a shomeres yavam, right? If she marries somebody who's not the, or gets what's it called without chalitza, who's not the yavam, and therefore there would be a mamzer. Ikishmuel the omer bani yusenu banios daitenu tzricha get. Shmuel holds that if she does marry somebody who's not the yavam, she needs a get. It is a kedushin, just also. The mesap gelon ilahachi who the osa kedik omer Rav. Abai is not sure whether the pasuk came as Rav, to tell me you can't affect the Kedushin. And Tosa says from Rashi is Mashma, that according to Rav, that's all the Pasuk came to tell me. But there's Taka no Lav. The Torah came to tell me you can't make a Kedushin with a woman who's not, but there's no Lav at all. And Shmuel holds that the Pasuk came to tell me you're not allowed to make such a Kedushin. Not that you can't. Right? And Tosa says, no, the Maisa, according to both of them, the Pasuk Vavi tells me it's awesome. Shaila is it osur, but you could do it? In other words, it's possible to do. Or it's osur, and it's impossible to do. But both hold that there's a lav. What do you mean, cholik on the b'raisa?
The b'raisa
says, I call modim. Yeah, in a chanam. He holds that's one man diomer, and we hold differently. Yeah. Ol dilma la ok mi b'lav osur. Or maybe not, it came. And that's the way most people are Rashi. Tosfos and Rashi lok me balav means that only to tell me it's a lav, right? But according to Rav, there is no lav. The kedushin tapsi ba me the atik lav didei beloshen havoya. But others learn Rashi. Rashi means that or came to tell me only the fact that there's a lav, but not that you can't affect the kedushin. Okay. Tani shim ben azay omer. Besides the fact that, first of all, it could be that Rav just holds it to Machlokas Tanoim. There's other Tanoim who argue. And besides, Rav Tano Polik. So sometimes Rav could argue even on a Brice. Okay. Tani Shimon ben Azay Omer, Motsosi Megillus Yuchsin Birushalayim, the Kosta Bo Ish Ploni Mamzer Me'eshes Ish. Right, in this Megillus Yuchsin, I found this halacha that Mamzerus is only from an Eshes Ish. Right, like what's it called? Like Rabbi Yeshua, that you have need chayv in Mises Beisdin, right? And even an Eishes Ish, like we explained, because an Eishes Ish is the lowest level of Mises Beisdin. It's a chenek, and it's a, what's it called, possible that you could have married this woman if she got divorced or whatever. So it's a low level of chiyuv Mises. Still, that much, yeah, there's a mamzer. We don't paskin like that. We paskin that only that chayve krisus. Mishnas Rav Elezer ben Yaakov Kavanoki. And they also found in this Megillas Yochsin that it said the Mishnah Rav Elezer ben Yaakov is Kavanoki, and the halacha is like him. Wherever he's mentioned in the Mishnah, and Rashi says also in the Brisa, and there's a Machlokas, there's a Kesef Mishnah, who says the Rambam holds it's only in the Mishnah that the halacha is like Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, not in Brisas. But Rashi holds it everywhere, Mishnah or Brisa, wherever Rav Elezer ben Yaakov is mentioned, the halacha is like him. Rashi. Mishnas Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, Kav Enoki, Kav Midaktana. Kav is a small measure. Kilomar Bimkomos Muatim Hunisker. He's only mentioned a few times in the Mishnah. The Mishnah Obe Brisa. As Rashi says in Brisa too, and Rav Bezalel Ransburg is Medayik and brings down a million places where Rashi holds that the halach is like Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, even in the Brisa. And I told you the Kesef Mishnah says in the Rambam, not like that. The Noki, Bechol Mokum Shenisker, Halacha Kamoso. Pure, whatever he's mentioned, not mentioned too often, it's Kav, but he's Noki, wherever he's mentioned, Halacha is like him. Okay. The Kasuba, another third thing that was written in this Megillas Yochsin, Menashe Hargis Yishayo. Menashe killed Yishayo. It was a Masorah that Menashe HaMelech killed Yishayo HaNovi. Omar Rava, made in Dainei the Katli. He judged him, and he was killing him because he was either a Novi Sheker, probably because of Novi Sheker. What was the Novi Sheker? Omar Le Moshe Rabcha Omar Ki Lo Yirani Ha'odam V'chad. Moshe Rabbeinu said that no one can see God. V'at Omras V'eres Hashem Yoshev HaKiseh Rav Anisos. You're a Novi Sheker. You're a Soser Nivuas Moshe. Moshe said you can't see God. You said you saw God. Moshe Rabcha Omar Mikashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav. Moshe said that whenever we call out to Hashem, He answers us, Mashma, all the time. The At Omras Dirshu Hashem B'imotzo. And you said you have to call out to God when he's available. Mashma is not always available. So you're Soser Torah Moshe, you're a Novi Sheker. Moshe Rabcha Omar Es Mispar Yomecho Amale. I will fill the days of your life, Mashma. The person can't have more days than he was set aside. The best can be, he'll get his full lifespan. The Atom Rasvahosaf the Alyomecha Chameshes Reshona. And you told Chizkiyahu that you'll live an extra 15 years. You're going to die, and you told him God's going to add 15 years to his life. Mashma, you could add years to a life, not just fill a lifespan. So, three counts, you're a Novi Sheker. Omer Yishayu Yodana Be Delo Mekabel Madei Malei. I know he's not going to accept the answers I'll give. Right? The E.A. Malei Ashvi Mezid. And then, if he kills me, right, he'll kill me B'mezid, because he's going to disregard my answers. So if he doesn't have any answers, at least he thinks that he's right. So if he kills me, he's only B'shogig. And I'm going to run away, so he won't kill me. Right? So if I would know that answering him will help, I would stay here and answer him. I have answers. I know that answering him is not going to help. It's only making things worse. Because he'll kill me anyway, in disregarding my answers. It'll be amazing. So the best thing is to run away, not answer. So Omar Shem Ivla Be'arza. So he said one of the Shemus of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and he became swallowed up into a tree, an Erez. Right? The reason an Erez, Sadikim are compared to an Erez. Sadik Hatomer Yifra Ke'erez Balvonam. And I think the Ben Yoyada says that the Gematria of Erez, if you spell out the letters Aleph, Rei, Zion, is Pe Yishayahu. We'll see what it is. So Asula Arza, so they found the tree. They found which tree was Yishayahu, right? Menashe was not a small guy, and he could discern which tree Yishayahu was swallowed up into. Vinasrua, and they cut the tree. Right? He sawed it up. When they came to the place where his mouth was swallowed up, he had no shleet over the rest of his body, but his mouth, yes. Because he said about Klal Yisrael, when a Navi is giving tochacha to Klal Yisrael, he can call him names, but when he is speaking to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, there, he can't call Klal Yisrael names. The person calling the names Shalobif Nehem. Musar is okay. So you won't say what Rashi says then. So therefore he was vulnerable in his mouth, since he called Klal Yisrael Am Tmei Shvasai. Mikomakom, Rashi, Rashi till here. Behimotso, Mashma, Pamim, Sheino Motso. Moshe, so Rabbeinu said, Bechol Karenu. And here it says that sometimes it's available, sometimes not. Amole, Lav Loshen Tosefes, Ela Mashlim, Vilayosef. Mashma, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will give you a full lifespan, but not that he's going to add years to your life. Yodanu Beba Menashe, Lo Mekabel Terutza. The time of the Krua, Ela Kotuli. I know that if I give an answer, Menashe is bent on killing me. These are just excuses. And he at least thinks that he has a reason to kill me, because I'm a Navi Sheker. If I give him answers, he's not going to accept it. He's going to kill me anyway. And then it'll be amazing. So I'm not making anything better, I'm making it worse, so better to run away, not answer him. The E.A. Malay Velomakabel, Ashvile Mazin, Baharigosi, the Ashraf who sovereign Lahargeni Bedin, Mutuf Shev Rachmipon, better I should run away and not try to answer him. Kimota Narga, when the axe that they were cutting up the tree came to his mouth, Lahadi Puma, the Yeshaya, Nasru, the Pumi Venach Nafshe. So he cut open his mouth and he died. The Rabbanim did not command him to say it. Velo machmas tochacha, and he didn't say it as tochacha. Stam said it about Klal Yisrael, shelo al pi adibur, and lo mishum tochacha. Tchsiva omer oily ki nidmesi ki betzoch am tmeis vasayim anochi yoshi. So now, what are the answers? Right? Mikomakom kosher krei adavi. Okay, so Yishayo and Menashe are not around anymore. So, but we have the kasha. The vice of Menashe has three good kashas. Torah says one thing, Yishayo says the other. So it says no. Ve'eres Hashem kidetanya. The fact that it says that Yishayo said ve'eres Hashem and Moshe said lo yirani ha'adam kol hanetiim nistaklu bas prakalya she'ena mi'ira. Moshe Rabbeinu nistaklu bas prakalya ha'mi'ira. Moshe Rabbeinu saw through a clear lens. So he knew that you really can't see the Ribbono Shel Olam. But all the other Nevi'im saw through a muddled lens. So they thought they saw the Ribbono Shel Olam. On their level, they could see what they could see. But Moshe Rabbeinu, on his level, it's impossible to see the Ribbono Shel Olam clearly. Right? Here it doesn't mean see with your eyes something physical, because Ribbono Shel Olam is not physical. It means to really understand the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not shy. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who could really understand on his level, it's not impossible to get to the level of really understanding the Ribbono Shel Olam. On the level that Yishayo was capable of, on that level, you could understand whatever you could understand. Yeah, Shachayah. Girshu Hashem b'imotso, ha b'yochid, ha b'tzibur. Right, by a yochid, there are times that the Ribbono Shel Olam is available and times not. By a tzibur, b'chol koreinu elav. Right, it's a b'roshan rabbi. Right, here it says, girshu Hashem, even though that's also rabbin, b'imotso, k'ra'uhu, right, is Mashmah Yochid, be Yoso Karov. So, by a Yochid, there's times when the Ribbono Shel Olam is available and times not. By the Rabbim, he's always available. Ho Betzibur, the Yochid Amos, when is the Ribbono Shel Olam available for a Yochid? Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav Baravua, Elo Asor Yom Shevein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. These are Aseret Yemei Teshuva. During Aseret Yemei Teshuva, a Yochid has the same din as a Rabbim. That's the whole year. See Rashi till now. Nistako bas baklaria she'ena meira uksvurim liros v'loro. They thought they saw the Ribbono Shel Olam, but they didn't see clearly anyway. So they weren't. They were. What they saw, they made a mistake. They thought they saw the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Moshe Rabbeinu didn't think. He knew, and he knew you can't see the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe nistako bas baklaria hameira v'yoder shelo ra'u befanav. Or, like we said, different than Rashi, that Moshe Rabbeinu, who looked, it's impossible to see the Ribbono Shel Olam. But in a muddled vision, you could see a muddled vision. You can't see a clear vision. Okay, es mispar yomecho amale tanoi. That which it says that it's possible to have extra life, not just to fill up your life, that's a machlokas tanoi. If it's possible to add years, the Tanya. As mispar yomecho amale, elu shnei doros. Right? These are the years that are decreed for each generation. How long are they going to live? Tosus points out that, what's it called? Tosus says it? Yeah, Tosus points, he said, what's it called? That, few things. First of all, they say, not Tosus. David HaMelech. Well, he was not supposed to die on Shabbos, and he tried to push it off. How can you push it off? You have a time to die. He says you can't add years, but you could add days. Days here. We'll see that there's a Man Yomer holds you could add. But according to Man Yomer, you can't add. Days you could add. Okay? It says that Moshe Rabbeinu says, what's it called? The May of Yashmi Shana Nochi Ayom. The Ron says, Mamalish, no sov, miyom liyom, right? Mashma, that if he wouldn't have sinned, he could have had years added. Could have gone into Eretz Yisrael. But there also could be that he was supposed to die later, but he, what's it called, but he died earlier, but the Rebbe says, Mamalish, no sov, miyom liyom. He did it the full year, but not the full lifetime, because that he was chotev. Okay. So, Elishnei Doros. These are the years that a person is decreed when he's born. How long is he going to live? Zocha mashlimin lo. Lo zocha posin lo. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. If he's zocha, he gets his full lifespan. He's not zocha, he loses some of those years. That's Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim omrim zocha mosifim lo. If he's zocha, he can even add years to his lifespan. What was decreed when he was born? Lo zocha posin lo. And if you're not zocha, you can even have less life than was decreed, right? If you have no extra schos or chova, and Tosfos points out, even though it says boni chayim mazone is tali and mazel, but extra zechuyos can create children or extra life or whatever, right? Just like it says ein mazel Yisrael, right? Means that there is a mazel, but big zechuyos can, what's it called, can change the mazel. So here we have a machlokas. Rabbi Akiva holds that you can't have more than your lifespan. And the Rabbanan holds you could have more than your lifespan. Omru lo le Rabbi Akiva, hari omer vosafti al yomecha chameshes reshona. Right? Nash's question. I mean, it says Yishayo said he could add 15 years to his life. Omer lohem, mishalo hosifalo. No. He really was supposed to live those 15 years. And because of an aveira, it was taken away. And then they gave it back to him. Tosus also points out, says that what's it called? Miriam Megadla Nishaya, right? Was what's it called? According to some, was Mary Magdalene, or was Mary the mother of Yoshka, right? Says that the Malachimovas took her by mistake. So they asked, who made a mistake? She let her go back, you know, resuscitate her. Said, no, that's not. But we'll give her years to somebody else. So Tosa says that you, even according to Man Yomer says you can't get more years than were given. That's if there aren't some years left around from other people that are left over that could be tacked onto your life. So it's even according to that, it's possible to have years tacked on from somebody else's life. I over here it says what's it called? Osafti lecha Omer lohem mishalo osifalo teva shari novi omed umisnabe. Right. The Navi was Menabe, he ne ben nolad lebeis David, Yoshiyahu Shemo, v'adayin lo nolad Menashe. Right, Menashe, right, wasn't even born yet. And the Navi was telling Chizkiyahu that the child's going to be born Yoshiyahu, right? Way, what's it called, way in the future. Right, and Memela, what's it called, it's, how in the world did the Navi know that they would add years to Menashe? Must be that Menashe was supposed to live a certain amount of time, and in that amount of time he was supposed to have Yoshiyahu. And then he did a chait, and the chait could be goring, that he wouldn't have that. And the Navi said, no, the Rebbe is going to give you back the 15 years that you lost, but not add 15 years to your lifespan. For Rabbanan, miksi michizkiyah lebeis David ksi. It doesn't say dafka, that from Chizkiyah is going to come this Yoshiyahu. It says from beis David, it could come from somebody else. Could be somebody else. There's no guarantee that Menashe was supposed to live the chatchila those years that he would have what you call they would have Yoshiyahu. Rashi Zochem Osifelo V'Hai Amalei Lashon Tosefesu. The Man Yomru says that you can even add. Learns that when the pasuk in the Torah says Mispar Yomecho Amalei, doesn't mean I'll fill them up with what the original lifespan. I'll fill them up even more than the original lifespan. So there's no more kasha anymore between the Pasuk and the Yishayo. Mishalo hosifalo, el shemitchilo hayirotzim lefachos mishona. He added the 15 years, not that he added to his lifespan. His original lifespan included those 15 years. Something happened, and they were taken away. And the Navi said, we're going to put them back. But in the end, he only had his full lifespan. Keda shemitchila kshenola nifsiku lo kol so tosefes. Then when he was born, these 15 years were included because he didn't have a Yoshiyahu until these 15 years. And it says that Yoshiyahu is going to be born, right, to Chizkiyahu, to his progeny. And Vamaisa, what's it called? What, if Menashe was never meant to have these 15 years, he never was meant to have Yoshiyahu. Shari novi nisnabi bimei yirovam. Shonim harbe kodim hinei ben nolad lebeis David Yoshiyahu shemo. Right, this was in the time of Yerovam. Ubashas chol yoshal chizki adayin lo nolad Menashe. Shemi menu yetzi Yoshiyahu. And if Menashe wasn't supposed to live, and there was the Chizkiyo was not supposed to live more than that time, he's supposed to die before those 15 years, then how could the Navi say that he was supposed to have Yoshio? Wasn't in the cards when he was born. Havi Omer b'shas chol yogozu lifchos b'shono v'shizach ishlimulo. Elamai, he was supposed to live those 15 years. And he was supposed to have Yoshio, but he was nanish. Now the Navi told him, we're going to add and give you back those 15 years. Okay. Ishto shemesa, yivimto shemesa. Omer of Yosef kan shon the Rebbe mishne shenetzricha. Rashi mishne shenetzricha. Dezil kori beiravu. Right. Oleha bechayeva shlo nesra chosa lechet. Pasuk says can't marry a sister while the other sister is still alive. If she dies, it's okay. So really, this whole mishne is not necessary. Right. Mishne shenetzricha. Tosus says that the mishne shenetzricha. Right. First, he says a lot of times the Tanna says things that the Torah says. Right. The Mishnah mentions things that are in the Torah. Right. No big chiddushim. Right. So what's it called? Tosa says that the chiddush is not the Mishnah shenetzricha is the case of what's it called of yevimto, which is a Mishnah shenetzricha because if it says ishto, right, died, you're allowed to marry a sister. Kol shekein only yevama. Who's only Shomeris Yavam, he never married to her. Right? That's Mishnah Shenet Tzricha. But the first part Tzricha. Why? Because the other cases are Chedushim. Right? If you divorced her, right? It's not so poshut that you can't marry the sister. Right? Maybe if you divorced her, you could marry the sister. Right? Or like we said in the Mishnah, maybe the opposite. If you divorced her and she died, so she never died when she was, the other one was your wife, maybe that's not Matar. So that's Chedush. The one that's not needed is if you already know that if you're married to a woman, you can't marry your sister, but if she dies, or she's divorced and dies, or whatever, you can marry the sister, so Koshken, you can marry Yavama's sister, who you never were married to. So that last part, according to Tosfos, the Mishnah is She'ena Tzricha, and according to Rashi, the whole Mishnah is a Mishnah She'ena Tzricha. Hadron lecha choletz, hadron lecha choletz, hadron lecha choletz.